Daily News. I'm Tommy McNeil. AP correspondent Karen Shamish reports on the death of Iran's President Ebrahim Raisi.
Iranian President Ebrahim Raisi, a hardline protege of the country's supreme leader, has died. He was 63 years old. Raisi died in a helicopter crash on his return from an Iranian province on the border with Azerbaijan. Traveling with Raisi were Iran's foreign minister, Hussein Amir Abdollahian, amongst other officials. Raisi led Iran as it enriched uranium near weapons-grade levels and launched a major retaliatory drone and missile attack on Israel. He had also helped to oversee the mass executions of thousands in 1988. I'm Karen Shamas.
U.S. President Joe Biden delivered the commencement address at Morehouse College in the U.S. southern state of Georgia on Sunday, receiving applause and cheers, but also spurring some students to turn their backs to Biden and his backing of Israel and its war in Gaza, and riling college graduations across the country.
I know it angered and frustrates many of you, including my family. But most of all, I know it breaks your heart. It breaks mine as well.
Biden's address at the historically black men's college in the city of Atlanta is part of an election year platform to repair bonds with young black men and address the anger over his position on Israel. He was largely uninterrupted by protests that have shut down graduations elsewhere, although in addition to students who turned their chairs around to him, one graduate appeared to hold up a Palestinian flag briefly, and an audience member stood and turned their back with their fist raised. An Israeli airstrike killed 27 people in central Gaza, mostly women and children, and fighting with Hamas raged across the north on Sunday as Israel's leaders aired divisions over who should govern Gaza after the war now in its eighth month. This is VOA News. At least 11 people were reportedly killed in attacks in Ukraine's war-ravaged northeast on Sunday as Russia pushed ahead with its renewed offensive. In Kharkiv, the regional prosecutor's office said that 6 people were killed, 27 wounded in a Russian strike on the outskirts of the regional capital, also called Kharkiv, while 5 people were killed and 9 people wounded in an attack in the region's Kupiansk district. Russia said air defenses shot down about 60 drones and several missiles over its territory overnight and to Sunday, while Ukraine in turn said it destroyed over 30 Russian drones. Slovakia's prime minister is still recovering from an attempted assassination. A deputy says that Robert Fico's condition is improving days after the attempt on his life. Details from VOA's Arash Arabasadi.
Slovak president-elect Peter Pellegrini called Slovakia a wounded country, but added that political parties were not yet ready to meet on how the country should move forward. And despite Fico's Russia-leaning government, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky recorded a message in which he called the attack appalling and totally unacceptable before wishing Fico a speedy recovery. Fico's shooting came just 3 weeks ahead of European Union parliamentary elections. If convicted, the suspect faces life in prison. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
U.S. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the Senate will try again to pass a border bill this week. VOA's Joe Ramsey reports.
An attempt in April to pass a bipartisan border security bill failed when enough Republicans withdrew their support at the urging of former U.S. President Donald Trump. Schumer said in a letter to senators on Sunday the Border Act would reform U.S. asylum laws, hire thousands of border agents, and seek to curtail fentanyl smuggling, among other measures. The previous legislation was tied to U.S. foreign aid for Ukraine and Israel, but this bill will stand alone, Schumer said. Joe Ramsey, VOA News, Washington.
WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange faces a court hearing in London that could end with him being sent to the U.S. to face espionage charges or provide him another chance to appeal his extradition. The outcome Monday will depend on how much weight judges give to assurances U.S. officials have provided that Assange's rights will not be trampled if he goes on trial. In March, judges said that he could take his case to court of appeals unless the U.S. guaranteed he would not face the death penalty if extradited and would have the same free speech protections as a U.S. citizen. The U.S. has now provided those assurances. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.